Drill and bill, the dental owner's brief, why your production can climb while your collections feel worse, and the two reports that tell you which leak is yours. Here's the question before we even start. Of your last full month, what percent of what you produced did you actually collect? If you can't say it cold, that's the leak, and it only hides in three places. So start Monday morning. Open one report, your adjustments report, and look at write-offs as a percent of production. If that percent is climbing, your busy but broke problem isn't just your front desk. Start with payer mix and a fee schedule you haven't touched since a different presidency. That's leak one, write-offs. Every time a PPO patient sits in your chair, the contract you signed quietly subtracts the gap between your full fee and the insurance allowed fee. Your gross production still shows the full fee. It looks great in the morning huddle. Your net production doesn't. Your collections don't either. Shift your patient mix toward more insurance, and gross production climbs faster than the cash behind it. Same drills, smaller checks. Leak 2, aging accounts receivable. Production gets counted the day you do the work. The money can take 30, 60, 90 days to follow, if it follows at all. Pull your accounts receivable aging report and stare at the 90-plus day column. If that bucket is growing, you haven't lost the money yet. It's just sitting in stuck claims and balances nobody's chased, quietly aging toward the day it becomes a write-off. Probably yours. Leak 3. The sneaky one. Plain timing. Big production month? All those claims go out at once and pay back weeks later in next month's numbers. So your best clinical month can look like your worst collections month, purely because the insurance carriers are in no particular hurry. That one isn't a leak. It evens out as the claims pay. Don't fire the office manager over a calendar. So the whole move is two reports, 5 minutes. Adjustments report, write-offs. Climbing as a percent of production means payer mix and an old fee schedule, not your team. Accounts receivable aging, the 90-plus column climbing means claim follow-up. Two numbers, and busy but broke turns into something you can actually fix. Because production measures the work you did, collections measure the cash that actually came in against it. Growing one while the other slips just means you're working harder for less, and no stream of new patients outruns a collection rate that's quietly bleeding out the back. Next time, the associate who produces beautifully and collects like it's somebody else's job, and the comp model quietly paying them to do exactly that. Follow drill and bill so that one finds you the day it drops. A short owner's brief, always under 5 minutes, always one number you can use by Monday. That's drill and bill. Go pull the reports.